As I write this episode, it is only 48 hours after what environment climatologists have called a derecho storm that traveled about 1,000 kilometers from Michigan to Maine, and in its path, slashed across south central Canada. Derechos have tornado-like or even hurricane-force winds. Embedded in this derecho, Northern Tornadoes Project confirmed a landspout tornado that occurred east of the city of Ottawa. What the derecho left behind was a path of destruction and damage and a vivid example of the meaning of impermanence. Tens of thousands of people were left without electricity and many without Wi-Fi. We are fortunate to have a generator and have sourced enough extension cords from a nearby city that we have been able to provide power to 2 other neighboring homes. Simple things that we all take for granted. We give them little to no thought because they are constants until they are no longer that. I can't think of a better example in this moment of non-attachment, non-greed, non-possessiveness. Aparigraha, a Sanskrit word that describes the need for living without attachments, does not mean that we cannot value and appreciate all of the luxuries we have. Rather, the moral discipline of aparigraha is to not be entrenched in a dependency to objects, conditions, and other people to the point in which we lose ourselves. It's often only when we have to go without something that we take for granted that we see the degree to which we covet or hold possessiveness and attachment in ways that may not be healthy. I, for one, felt a little lost, to be honest, without my Wi-Fi. The other side of aparigraha is the teaching of impermanence, that everything has a beginning and an ending. Everything is transient. Hello, this is Dorothy Zanori Juno. In addition to each of the Sunday episodes of the Wisdom Podcast, I'm so excited to share a second episode each week called Ask Dorothy. These episodes offer a candid look at what happens inside a therapy and life coaching session with me. In other Ask Dorothy episodes, I'll be hosting a Q&A answering your questions, and sometimes asking questions of you. It's an opportunity for us to dive a little deeper, to have heartfelt conversation, and share with you the real life stories of my clients. In each of the Ask Dorothy episodes, you will also hear my honest and truthful observations and the process for how we arrive in a place of harmony, relief, clarity, understanding, and the true change that happens in each and every session because of a client's willingness to grow, to evolve, to move beyond their comfort zone and into the revelation of what they learn, what they are capable of, and what they desire most for their life. My job is to always support a client's progress and to provide them with the right tools and best practices to ensure that each person reaches their goals, including to be all that they wish to become. Whether it's to answer the questions that matter most to you, or in sharing the love and wisdom of the inner workings of a session with me, I hope you'll enjoy the Ask Dorothy series as an opportunity to have the knowledge and insight of what we can do together. If you have a question that needs my love and guidance, please write to me. All right, so let's jump into this episode of Ask Dorothy. In this episode of Ask Dorothy, I share a real-life client story and a little of my own, as you've just heard, that speaks to the beautiful nature of the human spirit when we can offer kindness and care to others in the words we speak. In sharing of our, yes, chainsaws to help clean up fallen trees and other examples of the actions that convey our oneness. A grand example of both impermanence and oneness is the world COVID pandemic. This global phenomena is one significant reminder of our oneness as humanity. In a way that we typically are not able to see. 3 days earlier, my client Olivia was describing the constant chatter that she would hear in the staff room among her colleagues, elementary school teachers, who would complain to one another over their dedicated lunch period. Olivia found herself deeply affected by the noise of negativity and the constant, as she called it, chirping of complaints and sarcasm. Olivia could literally feel her stomach in knots as the energy of the room became that of angst and agitation. She felt her energy drained in the heaviness of those brief yet intense moments. When teachers were delivering their lessons online, Olivia recalled to me how she would look forward to the quiet and peace of lunches enjoyed in her kitchen, alone, or on her back deck, her dog Max at her feet, and the feeling of ease that she felt as she practiced mindfulness of eating, and the experience of savoring each present moment fully. Now, having returned to teaching in the classroom, Olivia made a pact with herself that she would no longer sit in silence and attempt to ignore the negativity. Olivia conveyed to me her new approach. As she began to hear the rumble of complaints and sarcasm, she would say something positive, something to ease the minds of teachers who were themselves struggling with many demands placed upon them, and of an occupation that will always, I believe, be one of the most important jobs in the world: to teach, to educate, to open the minds and hearts of children and youth. Olivia would say what she herself had learned through her own life experiences and the wisdom that she acquired from her nearly 50 years on the planet, and more than 22 of these as a teacher. This, too, shall pass. This, too, shall pass. Olivia would take on the role of nurturer and guide, offering wise and comforting words to the younger teachers who would find themselves caught up in the politics of their profession and the inner impatience that they had not yet developed into inner peace. Now, as she entered the staff room, for whatever the dialogue was, Olivia's colleagues would look up when she arrived with her homemade lunch in hand and the look of appreciation on her face for the simple pleasure of having the next 20 minutes all to herself. Olivia would smile, and they would smile, smiles of connection, of the reassurance that we are all one. We are all here to do this important work together, and to signify their understanding of the temporal nature of the human condition. The knowing smiles were enough for her colleagues to remember, this too shall pass. And whatever the concern or agitation was in that moment, became somehow less important. Olivia would continue to eat in silence because she wanted to be mindful, to indulge her senses, and to enjoy moments of quiet and peace. It became a quieter lunchroom, and other teachers began to take note of the peace that Olivia exuded in the simple acts of mindful eating and breathing, all intentional and of the present moment. If you yourself have struggled with the mind's ability to spiral, to lead you by distraction to places that only cause you to feel badly because you are focusing on the problem or what is unjust or what you have little or no control over, you can remember that everything is transient and impermanent. This is not to cause you to feel discouraged or sad, rather to hold greater value and meaning in everything that you choose to do, to move past the uncomfortable for now, and to enjoy the simple moments of life that are right in front of you. Because they always are, if you choose to look, and as you live awake to the present moment. Every moment yields to the next. Everything is fixable. Your perspective is what directs your action. It is important to state what is wrong, to stand your ground or stand united for a cause that values people over procedures. Yet it is also invaluable to hold presence to now. To witness firsthand relief as you objectively remind yourself of what is most important in this moment. Because this is how you will find your center and your calm again and again. You must be able to weather the storm of brooding thoughts and the negativity that others may be focused upon, and in those moments, to detach, to breathe, to take in the pureness of what is right now. What is the opportunity for kindness, comfort, stillness, change, freedom, and to think the thoughts that serve you best. When you understand non-attachment, you can stand in the comfort of a smile, your smile, the one that you hold on the outside, and simultaneously, the inward-dwelling smile that reminds you of how precious this moment is as you live it fully. Be willing to stand unto yourself and of your goodness, of kindness, of generosity, and to revel in this moment as you open yourself wide to the possibility of what is next. If you would like to dive even deeper into the practice of aparigraha, I will leave a link in the description for the episode on this fifth yama of the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. sending you great love. This is Dorothy. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste. If you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed others that you've listened to, I invite you to join me as a patron of the podcast. With your support, with your love, it's one way to help support us to grow and to bring you more incredible content and video podcast episodes. And more than that, it allows you access to all of the amazing content we have right here. I do invite you to share out the episodes and to write in your feedback and to become a member of this community, become a patron member. I thank you so much in advance. And one final note, I'm so happy to share this with you. Juno is here. Juno is a sacred space to find wisdom, love, and healing, and for helping you to create more balance in your life, for finding the peace that lives within you, for experiencing greater self-love, for learning to embody happiness, and for awakening and living your authentic power. We are all seekers. If you are on a spiritual path or in search of one, explore the journey to your highest self within a safe and nourishing environment that supports you in manifesting your best life and living your greatness. Juno is an uplifting, conscious community and a loving, sacred home to wellness, healing, and living a conscious life through meditation, mindfulness, spirituality, self-care, self-discovery, and transformational tools, coaching, and therapy, all to help you live a happier, healthier, and love-filled life. Let Juno be a guide for your inspired wisdom and a loving and supportive community that has your back as you embark the journey you are already on of transformation and self-actualization. You can find the Juno app of wisdom, healing, and love in the Google Play Store and the App Stores. I will also leave a link here with a special coupon for you as a welcomed listener to the podcast, where you can purchase Juno at a special price. We've got you. See you on the inside and sending you great love. This is Dorothy. Sanori Juno. Namaste. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast so you'll know when each new episode is released. Join me on this incredible journey into self-love, self-actualization, living your truth, and being remarkable as you live an incredible life. And if this episode resonated for you, I'd love for you to share it with someone you know would benefit from listening. I also invite you to join me at dorothyzanorijuno.com, where you'll find the wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, as well as my online courses, YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives. These are an extensive digital library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, best therapeutic practices for nourishing your whole being, and to transform, to heal, and live your abundant potential. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and most of all, be love. Thank you. Sending you great love. This is Dorothy. Namaste.